You mentioned a perception that manufacturing is becoming stronger in the Kentucky area. What is it in particular that is indicating that to you?
One knows about companies like Toyota and the presence of companies like Toyota and Lexmark and IBM that have been employers to a lot of residents in the state of Kentucky over the past few years. And we expect things like that to continue and to continue to grow. But I think it's more the strategic location of the bluegrass counties vis-a-vis some of the other cities in neighboring states as well that have been pretty growth-focused and oriented. I think the accessibility of Lexington and its surrounding areas just via the interstates, both in going north, south, east, and west, I think will bode well. Transportation is a key is a key driver for growth in manufacturing. So I think it's the city and its vicinity are just strategically well situated, so that it's going to catch some tailwind as the broader manufacturing sector picks up across the country.
How important is live entertainment, music, theater, access to the arts to the life of a downtown? And to what extent do you think a city ought to get involved in making – it's a very delicate business. Those are very marginal businesses. What can a city do to make them thrive?
I think live entertainment or any type of cultural offerings outside of, say, a restaurant, they certainly enhance the appeal of a downtown district, without a doubt. I would think that they would embellish an already viable downtown. Again, to the extent that a downtown district already offers available and affordable housing stock and plentiful office space, as well as retail venues that allow a resident to shop without leaving downtown, be it products and goods like groceries or services like going to a barber or going to a nail salon or a dry cleaner. I think once you have those core amenities provided for, I think you have the ability to be successful. Downtown Lexington is already accessible, so I don't think there has to be any massive investment in infrastructure to get people in and out of downtown. I think matter even more to the extent that there's a broader plan to focus on cultural aspects of a downtown.